We're going to talk Tivoli Fest this morning. Lisa Steen Riggs joins us this morning. She is the spokesperson for the Tivoli Fest activities coming up this weekend in the Danish villages. And it's, Lisa, I never thought I'd see the day, but here it is. I'm looking at this expansive schedule of things that you have here, and I'm thinking it might be almost impossible to see and do everything. There's so much going on.
It is fabulous as far as what we got going on. We have a great committee this year. Again, Tivoli's this weekend, May 25th and 26th. It's always a Saturday and Sunday of Tivoli Fest, and this is going to be our 33rd annual Tivoli Fest. And yes, you need to follow the schedule because we have a lot going on. There's more than one thing at different times. It's an amazing little town of 650 people can do this, but it takes a lot of volunteers, and we have it here in the Danish village of Elkhorn.
Well, it's just not possible in our short time period to talk about everything that's going on, but let's focus on some of the newer things too, because there are a lot of things added to this year's activities.
Yes, we have, you know, the regular things as far as the first thing Saturday morning is the Mill to Mermaid Fun Run Walk. We have a registration fee of $5 is all it is, and only the top winners in each age division gets a T-shirt, but it's a fun time. You run from the mill to the mermaid. We call it the M&M, and when you finish, you get a bag of M&Ms, so it's a fun time. And, of course, the parade, you know, our theme this year is honoring our heroes. And that can be our war veterans, it can be our first responders, our firemen, people who you consider a hero in your life. And so we have some great floats this year. Again, that's Saturday at 11 a.m. We, again, have the open-air market. And one thing that we have that is new, and we're so well, a couple things we have new in this town, we always have something new, but they've been working on the Veterans Memorial. And the last couple of years have done a wall painting, and it's up on Main Street in Washington, and it's fabulous. It represents all the armed forces. And then our local Veterans Club has put up a memorial with people honoring their loved ones who served as a veteran. But what they're doing on Sunday at 2 o'clock, they're going to have a ribbon cutting, and they're going to have patriotic music, a talk, and then they're going to have it's the national program called Run for the Fallen, and then also we're going to have a walk of honor, and that's from the Veterans Memorial up by Bestemore's house, up on we call it the Friends Walk. It's our new walking trail from Bestemore's to the museum and back down to the veterans, and this is going to be a special time. We have a local gal that had lost a son serving our country, and she's spearheading it. And also you can buy a placard for $25 of one of to honor your veteran, and that will be on the walk also. Again, all day long there's Scandinavian entertainment. The food is to die for. The Tivoli sponsored food events at the fire station, which is brand new. We have a new venue. It's going to be great. We have the Elbelskivers and Modista Pulse. And that starts at 8 a.m. Saturday morning till like 3, and then again on Sunday from 8 to 3, or till it lasts. We usually run out. We go through about 300 pounds of Modista Pulse. So if you've never tried it, you got to come try it. And that's at the new fire station on Main Street. That's where the Tivoli Beer Garden's going to be. The firemen have lots of things lined up that they're going to do, and that's going to be going on at the same time at the fire station. And that evening, they're doing the dance, and they have a DJ. And I think that starts around 9 p.m., so if you want to come to a street dance in Elkhorn, it should be a fun time. At the same time in the evening, we have all kinds of entertainment going on down by the windmill stage. We have the Scandinavian entertainers, the folk dancers, we have the Tivoli Follies, and we also have, this will be our second year of the Tivoli Family Feud. And we usually get local families or extended families come in, and it's just a fun time. Usually the questions are Danish related, and it's really hilarious. So we're looking forward to that again. Saturday evening also we have a gospel band up at the Baptist Church. It's called Higher Call. They also will be performing for the ecumenical church service Sunday morning, and I believe that's at 10. 10:30, there's the antique tractor run. We also have Sunday morning, this will be our 5th annual Tour de Tivoli bike ride, and you can either ride 25 miles or 50 miles. We like that for pre-registration, please call the Danish Windmill and we'll get you set up. With the fee, you get Elbelskiver tickets, you get free drawings, you get the map, and it's quite very well organized. And what's interesting about the Tour de Tivoli bike ride, it's the same loop that the RagBri will be using this year called the Karis Loop. And so it's a good way to get in shape for RagBri. And that is Sunday morning. You register at the Windmill between 7:30 and 8. Tivoli is just a great way for us to show off our Danish heritage. We're very proud of it. We have the historical Danish Windmill, which is now 165 years old this year. We have Bestemor's House, the restored Danish immigrants' home, the genealogy building up on Main Street, and they'll have that staffed on Saturday only. And then, of course, the Danish Immigrant Museum, and they got fabulous plans. They have a great exhibit that's going on, and also to take that walk. It's really interesting, and it's really nice.
You know, it's a great way to kick off the summer season, too. This is the season now where we start to see so many more outdoor activities and festivals and things, and this is really the first big one that we get a chance to enjoy. And I guess it couldn't come at a better time, because we've joked for years about how we talk with some of these interns up at the Danish Museum, and they kind of joke about how they come here and find that Elkhorn and Kimbolton are actually probably more Danish than Denmark anymore. But now the folks back in Denmark are going to be able to kind of see just how Danish the folks around here are, because there are some film crews running around.
Yes, we've had this is like our third time here, but it's Radio Denmark has a film crew here that's doing a documentary on the Danish villages and our Danishness, and it's kind of things that we have always taken for granted all these years. It's something maybe you might be getting a little lost in Denmark. But it's something that, you know, we've always eaten open-faced sandwiches. Mm-hmm. We've taken it just for granted. And so they're filming us. And so you'll see camera crews around. And we're so used to them, we're just ignoring them now. But I'm wondering if it won't be more of a comedy, because they've filmed us folk dancing, and we're not the best. But we sure have a good time up here. And they're very impressed with our volunteers and how we get them together, too. So.
Well, and they'll get a chance to see a little bit of old world Dane, I guess, too. Are the Vikings coming back this year?
Yes, we have a great group of Vikings. They'll be doing some of their folk art down in the Viking hymn, which is that restored 900 AD Viking hymn that the Windmill built a couple years ago. It should be interesting. Plus, they'll be doing their war games. They have a great time. They come from three or four different states. They camp out. They live the life of a Viking. And also, Saturday night, we have the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And we're very proud of that, just for the fact that it's our local pharmacist, Tim Waymire. We call it Waymire and his Nine Fingers Fireworks. But he does a great job. He's a licensed pyrotech. I know he's gotten all the fireworks. We raise a lot of money for it. It's one of the best shows around. So we're very proud of it. So bring your lawn chairs, spend the day. We got plenty of restroom facilities. We got lots of food. You know, we're blessed with restaurants in this town, plus all of our food vendors. The town hall has the Danish open-faced sandwiches. There's pork burgers. There's concession stands. And, of course, you know, we invite you to stay at or dine at one of our local restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Lisa, it's pretty obvious why someone of Danish heritage would want to come up and spend the weekend, because they'll feel at home. What about folks who aren't necessarily Danish around here? You get a lot of them coming in. Why do they keep coming back?
Well, I think, you know, people that we get lots of tourists throughout the year to come historical Danish Windmill to see how it works, the curiosity of how other ethnic groups do their thing, you might say. United States is a country made up of different ethnic groups, and we just happen to be one of the largest Danish rural settlements. So it's curiosity, plus it's just a great family time, and it's very economical. It doesn't cost much. Most of the places have all you can eat for a low price. There's all the entertainment is free. The fireworks is free. it's just a great time for a family get together.
And folks do come back year after year. You see a lot of familiar faces.
Yes, we do. In fact, we have families that maybe have moved here because they enjoyed their time at Tivoli Fest. So we get a lot of alumni and just people that it's their tradition to come to Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn. And we invite you to go to Kimmelton, too, to see what's going on down here. You know, the Little Mermaid statue. And there is at 4 o'clock, they're doing how to make Danish hearts down in Kimmelton.
Very good. What's your favorite part of the whole weekend?
I don't want to say when it's over with, but just because of exhaustion.
I understand.
But it's fun to see people out for a good time. Mm-hmm. They're coming because of entertainment, enjoyment, and we love seeing it. We love seeing new people come into our community, and it's a great time for all of us to work together to put on a great festival.
You bet. Well, apple skivels are great. I love them at Easter Poles. Yes. That's my favorite, too. But and I've never had one of those apple skivers thrown back at me.
Oh, really?
Either someone's a really bad shot, or maybe they just feel sympathetic and don't want to put me through it. But
I've been a target many times.
Well, let's keep it that way, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, Lisa, thanks so much, and good luck with Tivoli Fest this weekend. Hopefully the weather will be great, and the crowds will be wonderful, and you'll be able to show off a little bit of that Danish heritage and Danish pride.
Thank you very much. And Bill Coleman.